The hot wind of St. Vitus was scented with the fumes of idling cars. Sophia grabbed Plum's suitcase handle to stop her.
It doesn't make sense that it would be this far down here. We must have passed it.
Sophia let go of Plum's suitcase and lifted her thick dark hair up onto her head, puffing out a breath.
No, Marlowe said.
This is it. She gestured at the bench and the crowd of travelers staring at their phones. The single lane the airport had devoted to rideshare cars was clearly not enough. Plum frowned, glancing down at her own phone, trying not to drag the wheels of her bag into her heels again. Thank God for Doc Martens. Amen. Plum always dressed for comfort and movement first, and style second, or rather, third. But even Plum had stepped up her fashion game for the fest, wearing her favorite black skinny jeans and oversized white V-neck men's undershirt with a black tuxedo jacket over the top. Well, the jacket was now draped over her suitcase handle. Unlike Marlowe, Plum felt the heat. Plum still couldn't believe they were doing this. Just thinking about it set her heart racing in a combination of excitement and apprehension. Back when Plum had told her the plan, Sophia had frowned.
It's technically fraud, isn't it?
She'd asked. Marlowe had chimed in, mail tampering's a federal offense. But it wasn't mail fraud or identity tampering or whatever. It was courage. It was boldness. It was reaching for the life you wanted and for who you wanted to be. By being the person you were impatient to become. Plum felt dazzled by her own audacity, as if inside her all these years, there was a secret mirrored disco ball just waiting for one bright act of courage to scatter speckles of light all through her. And anyway, it was totally something her older half-sister Peach would do. Absolutely. Except for the part where Plum was pretending to be Peach. Peach was famous, an Instagram and TikTok star. To Plum, it seemed like Peach had always been famous. The glow of personal charisma was a force that practically lifted off Peach's seemingly poreless, golden-tan skin, like heat shimmers lifting off hot pavement, so palpable that even as a child, Plum imagined she could see it twining into the air. Peach was 10 years older than Plum, and had never been anything as ordinary as a high school senior with a severe case of senioritis and a spring break with nothing to do. Objectively, Plum recognized that since she'd been only in second grade when Peach was a senior in high school, she probably wasn't accurately remembering how Peach had actually been. Peach had dropped out of college and started her own company when her social media started paying so well. She was a true influencer, bestowing an effortless patina of cool with a single post or click of a heart-shaped button. Peach's life was the very definition of aspirational. The fancy parties, attending Coachella as a VIP, endorsement deals, modeling gigs, private boats and planes, everything special flowing to Peach like water flowing downhill. So much so that Peach was now moving to LA from NYC to pursue acting. Peach asked that her mail be forwarded to her dad's house during the move and while she renovated her new place. Some kind of secretarial service was supposed to come and sort through the drifts of catalogs and samples and invitations that had gathered in laundry baskets on their dining room table. Meanwhile, for Plum, spring break loomed and there was nothing to do. Plum's mom said they would have a staycation, but it was fairly obvious that meant Plum would spend her days alone, as usual, while her dad went to work at the local hospital where he was a radiologist, and her mother went to work at the daycare she managed. Plum's spring break, then, would have included nothing but scrolling her phone, cooking ramen, and binging some shows. They were all things that Plum actually enjoyed, but it didn't feel like enough. Not when there was a whole world out there and yearning pulling at her insides like the moon pulls the ocean. To just go. To be a part of something. To dare. To act as she wished. To be bold. Then, as if Plum had somehow summoned it, the invitation had arrived.